High pressure in control of our weather across interior New York and New England, providing us with the beautiful sunshine today. Some clouds mixing in from time to time, but cold once again with temperatures reaching into the high teens and lower 20s on average for afternoon highs. A clear and very cold night tonight with readings going to between 0 and 10 below in most locations, with some spots as low as 20 below by early tomorrow morning. This will set us up for more sunshine to start the weekend. With high pressure overhead, it'll remain cold, lower to mid-20s. At this point, we'll look for a pattern change, which would send the storm track more in our direction late in the weekend and for the early to mid part of next week. On Sunday, we'll start out with sunshine again, but clouds will be on the increase as a system emerges out of the deep south and heads in our direction. Light snow will break out by evening, and steadier but mainly light snow will occur overnight Sunday night and into the early morning hours on Monday. Right now, it looks like at least a few inches of snow possible across the region. Highs on Sunday will be in the middle and upper 20s, then behind the system with increasing sunshine and a breeze on Monday back up to around freezing. On Tuesday, we'll start out dry with some sunshine, then another system with a similar track will approach by Tuesday evening with the chance for more snow by dark. Highs on Tuesday will be around 30, but right now it looks like this system will head off to our west, which would pull in milder air from the south, and precipitation overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday will mix and change over to sleet, some freezing rain, and just plain rain during Wednesday afternoon, with readings well up into the 30s. The exact storm track as we get closer will be determined, and hence the actual snow and rainfall amounts. Highs on Thursday will be back into the 20s behind the system with scattered snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the circulation around an area of high pressure in the Corn Belt will produce upslope flow, which will aid in producing snow over parts of the central and southern Rockies and high plains today. As the high moves eastward, return flow around it will pull moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico. As that moisture moves farther inland, the snow over the central and southern high plains will expand eastward over parts of the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley into the weekend. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the mountains of New Mexico and southern Colorado, where 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected, with some locations getting up over a foot. Out on the high plains, winter weather advisories have been issued for western Texas and eastern New Mexico for 2 to 5 inches of snow. Rain will also develop over parts of the lower Rio Grande Valley and southern plains. In between the areas of rain and snow, a region of rain and freezing rain will develop over parts of the southern plains tonight. And a closed upper low over the Pacific Northwest will move southward to the Great Basin tomorrow. The energy will trigger coastal rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest that will slowly move southward into Southern California and the Great Basin. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Opa-locka, Florida, to a low of 37 below zero at Cotton and Embarrass, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-20s, Boston partly sunny in the lower to mid-20s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs near 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 61 set in 1997, and the record low 13 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 5:42 p.m., 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 5 to 15 below, with some spots as low as 20 to 25 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper teens today. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and cold, lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday with a chance of snow by dark in the middle and upper 20s. Light snow Sunday night and early Monday morning, then increasing sun on Monday afternoon in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with a chance of snow by dark, right around 30. And snow or mixed precipitation changing to rain on Wednesday with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Snow showers around 30 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.